You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora. Joining us in the studio is Cherie, aka Beizu. How are you doing?
Yeah, I've just finished a long day at work, but I'm really, really excited. I've been looking forward to it all weekend.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you here as well. So to begin, would you like to introduce yourself as an artist?
So I grew up with parents who love karaoke, and then as I got a bit older, I took up piano lessons, and then I sort of couldn't really find songs that, because I love to sing, but I couldn't really find songs that really like suited me. So I just kind of went and started trying to write songs, and I discovered I really enjoyed it. But I always had stage fright when I was younger, and so I never really like made anything of it. But then now I think I'm more confident. I think I'm better at writing, I'm better at performing, better at singing. So this is like a good time now to get into it.
So what was it that sort of like gave you the confidence to put out your most recent single then?
Actually, I've always hid my stuff, but then recently I've like showed my friends some things that I've been working on, and then Vishal, who helped me produce it, he was like, oh, that could make a really cool song. And then he came up with like the guitar part that happens at the start, and we had a few people jam to it, including Makuka, and yeah, it just came together.
So getting into the subject of this interview, would you like to tell us a little bit more about that track, Too Comfortable, and what it's about?
Yeah, I think we can probably all relate to how overwhelming being an adult is. So I wrote it at a time when everything was really overwhelming, looking for jobs, studying, but I was in a relationship that was stable, solid, but it was starting to feel like it was too comfortable. So like, I should be going out there and discovering myself and doing better things in my life and making difficult decisions and doing whatever, but I was just like, it was just so nice, like it was like comfortable, cozy, familiar, and the song was kind of just like questioning that and feeling like, am I being too selfish to this other person, thinking about the other person, like, is this too selfish to them, but also like, is this what's best for me? So it's just kind of like questioning that, but also being too lazy to do anything about it.
Right. And what conclusion did you come into the end regarding that?
Just gonna keep procrastinating.
All right,
that's basically the message of the song.
So how does it feel to have your first song released?
It's pretty unreal. I can't believe I left it this long to do something about it, but now that it's out there, I don't want to stop. Like, I know a lot of people who do stuff outside of work, like working a full-time job, and I'm just like, how do people have the energy to do something else completely when you're already doing a full-time job? And now I realize that if it's something you enjoy, you'll always have time and energy to like pull out to do it, so it's great.
Are the cats on the album cover, are they like drawings of your own cats?
Or? Yes.
Oh, nice. What are their names?
One's called Soot and one's called Ponyo. It's basically Studio Ghibli themed. They're like my children.
I just wanted to say like how cute it is that you've implemented your children into this art, because it's your first release, and I just wanted to say how symbolic that is.
I didn't actually choose it. I have a friend who just likes doodling, and I said, look, can you draw something from my song? And then she asked me like, what criteria do you want? And I said, just draw whatever feels cozy and comfortable to you. Whatever, I'll just take it. And then she said, oh, I'll draw your children.
So earlier when you were talking about your background in music, you know, you mentioned that, you know, your parents were like really into karaoke.
Yeah.
Do you have any like sort of background maybe in like Chinese classical or like traditional instruments as well?
Not traditional instruments, but I used to listen to a lot of Chinese folk songs as well. When I was younger, it was more like song and singing. I unfortunately didn't get to pick up any other instruments, but it would have been cool. I would have liked to learn the stringed instrument where you like, it's like a harp, Chinese harp. It's like horizontal.
I'm thinking of mandolin right now. It's not a mandolin.
No, it's basically like a sideways harp, and you just kind of glide your fingers over them.
And are there any elements of that, you know, like traditional like Chinese folk music that you've like incorporated into this new single?
Not quite in this one, but I do find like some of the modes that they use in some Chinese songs kind of influence my writing a little bit, like trying to like deviate from just major or minor. So I think I do get influenced by those, but I think in this particular song, I kind of left it to the producer to do his thing.
And just going into that, like what was it like working with Neo Sage to produce the song?
He's brilliant. Yeah. At what he does, and he has so many ideas, and then once he starts, you just kind of have to like reel him back a little bit.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But it was really cool because he was very excited about it, and that got me excited about it.
Yeah.
So he added a lot more than I envisioned at first, and he put a lot of work into like the editing and getting everything all seamless, and he's very bossy. He made me sing different lines a million times, but it was good to work with a perfectionist because otherwise I had no idea to do myself.
What were some of like the influences that you came into the project with?
I actually didn't have too much ideas, actually. I had my song, and then I jammed with a few people, and then the different people involved, we had a bass guitarist and like other singers, and they sort of brought in like some of their own elements as well. Like everyone just jammed their own parts, and then those were the ones we used in the end.
And going back to the question I asked earlier about, you know, your background in like Chinese like folk music, is that something that you might want to explore more on like any future releases of yours?
Yeah, I think so. I think Chinese folk songs are very melodic. And I guess they sort of almost a bit ballady and like sort of long phrases and things like that. Because I like writing lyrics. That is what drives my music. But I definitely want to like look into more of that.
Yeah. Do you speak any dialect by any chance?
I was born in Beijing, so just Mandarin.
Could you see yourself like writing a Mandarin song maybe?
I could, yeah. My Mandarin's not that great though, so it'd have to be like a kid's song.
Oh, right.
Because my Chinese is like 5-year-old level, so.
Oh, yeah. Just for like speaking with like your grandparents or.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another question that one of the other people at BFM asked us to say. Oh, do you want to
take this one? I kind of want to take this one. Hang on, hold up. One of the BFM members was just asking if you had to describe your recent single as an aesthetic, like a room aesthetic or a time of day, what would it be?
Ooh, my husband describes it as being in like a speakeasy.
Ooh.
Late at night. Cozy, like lounge, like jazz lounge kind of vibes.
Ooh, like orange lighting.
Orange lounge lighting, scented candles, maybe. Just like a bit dark. Yeah, just like cozy vibes.
Like dim lighting as well, because you want it to be as like minimalistic as possible, right?
Yeah, like a really nice whiskey bar, even or something like that. Ooh. Yeah.
Because you have mentioned in your artist bio like jazz influence as well, so I guess it fits the vibe, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think small crowd. There's a place on Queen Street called the Curator's Lounge. It's a really nice whiskey bar, so something like that, I think.
I may have to go because I've been keeping myself an eye out for like more places to like have a drink, especially with like live music.
What happened to Dry July?
No one needs to know about that. This is something that I usually ask with our guests in terms of releasing music. Like, what advice would you give to an upcoming artist like yourself to someone else on how they should come about releasing music?
I think don't be scared to go out and ask for advice. Reach out to people that you know have been doing some stuff in the industry. Don't be afraid to approach them. I got quite lucky that I just got to meet people through other people to help me out. But I think it is very important to sort of to prepare for the release, like write up a bio and prepare some images and things like that. I would have no idea by myself to even do those things. So I think just look into that. Plus, there's some pretty good resources online as well. And I know most people don't like reading, but it's a really good idea to go through those because they've actually got like checklists and things like that. There's actually a lot more admin than I thought there'd be.
Right?
Going forward, you know, what plans do you have for this single? Is it going to be a part of like a larger release, like maybe an EP or an album perhaps?
Probably not this one. This one, I'm actually hoping for more live performances just because I really want to bring out the vibes of when we first came together and put the song together. Mm-hmm. It'll be really nice to like perform it at, you know, like the whiskey bar or even something like if it ever gets big enough for like the tuning fork or something like that. Just, I think it's better live. It's a song that's better live.
But you did mention that you had like quite a few other songs in the bank as well.
I do. But they're kind of a different genre.
A different vibe, yeah. So is this single like more of the vibe that you want to lean into going forward maybe?
I'm not sure yet. This was kind of an experiment for me. It's not my usual genre actually. I'm more like slow, expressive, emotional stuff. This one's probably like my least emotional song.
Right,
my least like introspective. Like, I think I describe myself as like introspective pop or something like that. So my other songs are probably more like that. This is probably my most upbeat, doesn't sound very upbeat, but it's like an upbeat chill vibe song. So yeah, cool. But we'll see.
Yeah,
I think a lot of it depends on who I end up working with.
Do you think you might work with Neo Sage again on the next release or maybe?
I think if I have another song that's like very instrument heavy, I think I'll get Neo Sage to do it because he's great at like putting everything together and having ideas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.